Welcome to the Safety Pro Podcast, powered by iReport Source, helping you manage safety one episode at a time. With the constant regulatory and workplace culture challenges businesses face, we'll provide you with all the relevant information necessary to achieve a safer, more productive workplace. No management theories, platitudes, or guru speak, just actionable info you can use right away. Now here's your host, the Safety Pro himself, Blaine Hoffman.
Welcome to another episode of the Safety Pro Podcast. I have a podcast listener that we're going to talk to live and in person, Diana Paredes. She's a safety pro, and she is at the VPPPA National Safety Symposium and taking in all the sites, checking out all the breakout sessions, and she is going to talk to us about approaching, you know, VPP. And if you're not interested in applying for, you know, the partnership with OSHA and VPP, there are some good strategies for driving employee engagement, accountability, getting folks involved in the safety program, and just, you know, organizing your safety program so that you can manage it more efficiently. Diana is going to share some tips that she uses with her organizations, both past and present. And welcome, Diana.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
So how long have you been in the safety profession?
5 years.
Five years. You enjoy it?
I do. I very much enjoy it.
What got you started? We didn't talk about this before, but what got you started?
So kind of helping out, started really in the HR world. And then I started helping out the person who was doing safety at the company that I was in.
Okay.
And then very much a mentor took me under his wing and just said, you know, let's try this out because you're picking up on it. And then that's it. I was hooked.
So right. you liked helping people?
Yeah.
You went into HR. So it's a very people-oriented profession to begin with. So made the transition to safety.
I did.
Fantastic. So I talk to a lot of companies and a lot of safety pros, and some of the more common questions I get are around how do we increase employee engagement, get more employees involved, drive accountability, things like that. So can you talk a little bit about some basic strategies around getting folks involved? Because, you know, before we started recording, you were telling me about, you know, folks that own parts of programs. So if you could just walk our listeners through what that might look like in their organization.
Yeah, absolutely. So in our organization, obviously we are part of the VPP program, and it really lies within the front line. What they do is that they'll take the elements in a sense that they'll grab, you know, a walking, working surfaces program. They'll grab a PIT program, like anything major, right? Like your heavy hitters, and they're owned within the front line. So, you know, our shop steward has our PIT program and he knows all ins and outs, like risk assessments. He has ownership of like getting any, you know, findings and closed out and verifying that they're all done. Same thing for walking, working surfaces, working at heights, like anything that really affects them on their everyday job tasks. And that really says a lot because then the frontline can go to their peers as opposed to going to someone in the leadership.
Right.
Which makes a huge impact. And then, you know, they have a they have that open dialogue with like the, you know, the PE leads that we call, and then ourselves as leadership. And then we go out and they fix any issues. They, you know, we address any you know, any findings that we might have. So that is definitely a lot that I think has to do with it. And any company that I've been in are small wins, right? So that they feel that participation. It's, you know, hey, you know, the light is maybe not as bright as it should be. And, you know, it's a little bit darker to work in here. So we go in and we fix, you know, a light bulb, as simple as that might be. And that speaks volume with them.
They made that happen. They helped facilitate
exactly.
That.
Nice. So then they think that, you know that you're listening to them and they definitely want to participate. And it gives them that open dialogue to say like, hey, they're listening. Let's just kind of give them more.
That's just going to lead to more
absolutely
feedback. And, you know, I've often said that, you know, it doesn't help the workers that are facing the hazards or potential hazards if the safety professional is the only one that knows all of the requirements for like lockout, tagout, or you said PIT, right? We have to make those that operate and maintain that equipment the experts in the requirements. You know, that's, we coach them and we support them so that they have the ability to stop, make corrections or request when they're not able to do that. So do you find that approach, that's what you're referring to?
Oh, absolutely. So we do training. We're constantly enriching our employees in training and, you know, that they know they, you know, they're subject matter experts in what they do on the every day.
Yeah.
So and even when it comes to more intensive as to training, like the subject matter experts, as in like the leads, the company takes the time to go and send them to like VPP, you know, conferences, mm-hmm. and they did the regional and they enrich themselves in even more mm-hmm. expertise in that sense. And then even just as a company, we take them apart, we do separate training for them and what they need to know and how to tackle risk assessments and how to tackle like where to find the regs and mm-hmm. where to find things that would, you know, affect us on the everyday. And if they have any questions, they know where their sources are.
Nice.
So that they, you know, any questions right off the bat, they know where to get it,
right.
and where to get the answers to and how to answer, mm-hmm. you know, on an everyday level with their coworkers.
Sure. So you have parts of the safety program are owned by, you say, those most affected by those mm-hmm. by those programs. And so there's ownership. You train and equip them to be able to own those parts of the program. And you mentioned something to me earlier before we started recording about folks doing tours, giving tours. Yeah. So explain a little bit about what you meant by that on that front.
Yeah. So we are mentors, right, in our region two. So what happens is that if anyone comes on site and they want to see a tour mm-hmm. of the facility and kind of the type of business, and it doesn't have to be specifically to get mentored. If it's just somebody,
and you're talking mentored,
see,
you're a VPP mentor.
Yeah, VPP okay. mentors. Yeah. But if anyone just kind of wants to come and see and understand the business, mm-hmm. Whether it's a new client or a new customer or, you know, just somebody that's willing to work with us for certain functions in the warehouse,
right.
those tours are led by our frontline.
Really, frontline yes. workers.
Frontline
it
workers.
It isn't somebody in a PR department or nope. HR or marketing
nope.
doing the dog and pony show.
Nope. As the EHS manager, I take a step back and our frontline, they do all those tours.
That's fantastic.
Because what happens is that they know the floor better
right.
than anyone.
Yeah.
Right? I walk out there and I address any issues immediately, you know, kind of talk to them on an everyday level. But mm-hmm. like any like nitty gritty, like nooks and crannies of the warehouse, that's all them, right?
That's amazing. They yeah. know the processes. They know the product. They know the company, not just the physical layout of the shop floor, but
yep.
there's a lot of trust there.
Oh,
that
yeah.
senior leadership, you know, all the way to the top, senior leadership has that kind of trust in the front line.
For
that's
sure.
powerful.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And that's just something that I think our leadership will all agree on in mm-hmm. the fact that they are very much like they know their floor.
So your organization, what is the, I guess you could say, philosophical approach or outlook towards this? I mean, what leads to this? Why do you think your organization facilitates that type of approach? What is it about the approach to employee engagement or workplace safety? You know, share that
so,
with our listeners.
Safety is at the core values of the company, right? Mm-hmm. And it's not just something that is said, it's something that's done, right? Anything that kind of moves with it, anything that trickles, whether it's contractors, whether it's a visitor on site, safety touches every single part of it, right? So, and that
Good.
Is huge.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's also very much, they coach us and mentor us into the sense of that we're managing from the heart, right? So we have that everyday approach with the employees that it's not just a, hey, watch out, that's unsafe. It's mm-hmm. a, hey, what's going on? Let's try to figure out. Yesterday we had the speaker who, you know, was talking about let's talk to the employees every day because sometimes his day might be going bad.
Mm-hmm.
That's open dialogue with our floor every day.
Right.
So everybody
managed from
knows.
The heart. I love that.
Yeah.
I love
yeah.
that. I recently had an episode about, you know, 5 ways to combat complacency and some 8 coaching tips. And one was come from a place of compassion. And I think we don't talk about that enough. You
no.
know, I don't know what it is about this approach, but just having empathy and compassion for another human being, in whether it's safety or just life in general, right?
Right.
So that's actually a conscious effort in your organization.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I think that it really, just as safety professionals, that we need to do that
yeah.
constantly, right? Because it wasn't just at the current company that I'm in. It was at the last company I was at.
Good.
It was, you know, I didn't want to leave the last place I was at because I just really cared about them.
Mm-hmm.
Like I wanted to teach them, and the more they knew, the better they were at doing what they were doing. And
right.
you know, and it was, it was hard to kind of get them and understand, have them understand that approach because they had been doing what they were doing for so long, right?
Right.
Complacency.
Yeah, yeah.
But once you get them with that and they see that you care and you remember something as small as like, oh, you have a son, how's he doing? Or how's, you know, how's your trip this weekend? They're like, oh man, like this isn't just someone who's going to tell me what to do and how to do it. It's someone who's like listening, right? So let me listen to what they're saying as well.
Isn't it amazing how much an organization can learn to care and look out for its people when they just get to know them a little bit? We're not talking you've got to go out and drink and go to family events with them, but just get to know them as a person a little bit.
Yeah.
It's so much easier to care for them and look out for them.
Yeah.
Isn't it great?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So you hear that, safety pros, you go out, talk to your HR folks, anybody in an organization that griping about turnover and everything else and how do we keep people from leaving, lead from the heart.
Yeah.
Right.
100%.
So what we talked about, which is a great approach, by the way, and we talked about ownership. What other tips could you give listeners just structurally or strategic tips on, you know, how to manage your safety program, some best practices or tips you've learned or picked up along the way?
I think best practice, like really in all, is just listening, right? You have your, I guess, like what everyone uses, your suggestion boxes. Mm-hmm. And we actually have a recognition program where if we walk on the floor, they don't necessarily need to be doing anything. They just wearing their PPE and we'll give them, you know, like a couple of like almost coins and then they bank it in for, you know, like a shirt or something.
Right.
So that's just kind of things
so
like that.
So reinforcing, not just intervening when something isn't going right, but reinforcing when we're doing good
things.
Yeah, because
my whole thing in safety, what I've learned is that we will 100% say that we'll remember an employee for the one thing he did wrong.
Right.
And we'll never preach anyone for the million things that he does right.
Correct.
So, well, he or she. But, you know, and that's kind of where I guess my best practice comes in the sense that like, yeah, just thank you. Oh, yeah, that's great. You moved that out of the way to prevent that trip hazard.
Right.
You know, like that was a really good job.
Yeah, yeah.
Just small wins with them speaks volumes.
I always share this story. I've mentioned it a couple times on the podcast, but I share it whenever this comes up. I saw this at a facility years ago where they came up with this little sign on a stand and they would print out a picture of the worker and it would say, like it would say, Jill prevented an accident here. And they would put the sign somewhere out on the floor and folks would ask, hey, what happened? And it would be, oh, she reported a near miss or she submitted a safety concern or I mean something. But all those little things that go unseen when somebody stops, recognizes something, moves something out of the way or out of the aisle or what, they found a way to celebrate that and they did it visually with a little sign and because I was going through the facility and I saw it and I say, hey, what's up with this? And they said, oh, whenever somebody, you know, corrects something, a hazard or reports one, we put that sign out there so that other folks can either ask what was going on here so they can look for that in their area or they can pat the person on the back or something like that. So yeah, the little celebrating these everyday little things that we do constantly that we don't realize prevents most of the, you know, even minor accidents. So,
for sure.
So you find your culture, they respond to that?
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, everyone likes to be recognized and praised, right?
Yeah.
So especially in the workforce, unfortunately, I think that in safety, there's a lot of turnover as well.
Yeah.
You know, so the site has gone through, at least currently where I'm at, a lot of safety managers. Mm-hmm. And they do really well at kind of, I'm like, I come from a world where, you know, it's we're constantly putting out fires in a sense, right? And then here, it's a little more systematic. I have time to develop my programs. And,
yeah.
You know, kind of go from there. And they're helping me do it, right? And I tell them all the time, I said, if you guys help me, my job is so much easier.
Right.
Right. And I'm like, so let's do it. Let's keep doing it. Like, thank you guys for just doing what you're doing best.
Yeah.
And, you know, just kind of working smart and not hard.
Right.
So that is really good. And they're really very, very open and receptive towards that. So that's good.
That's awesome. So I think what we could take away from this little talk is one, get folks involved by handing over parts of your safety program to them to manage. And then your position becomes that of a coach, a mentor, a teacher. So you have to train and equip them to effectively manage that part of the program.
Yeah. Right? And I think it comes from like, you know, see who shows your most interest, right?
Right.
Because you're not just going to say, you know, so-and-so has this program available now. Let's, you know, this is what you're going to do now, because then the person doesn't seem interested. He's just doing what you're, is being, he's voluntold.
Right.
Really. Right?
Yeah, I know. They've got no interest other than just, I have to do this.
Right. So, you know, take someone who is obviously, you can see when your frontline is taking that extra step, that extra mile to kind of go from it. If you see a guy that's really strong on PITs and say, hey, you know, let's develop this. Let's have you grow it into so much more.
Right.
Everyone wants to learn. Everyone's eager to learn more.
Yeah. And the other thing obviously is, you know, lead from the heart, right? You know, we can all do a better job with that. So, Diana, I appreciate you stopping by the booth and talking.
Oh, no, thank you for having me.
And thank you for being a podcast listener.
Oh, yeah, such
a fan. You're making history, the first podcast listener to actually talk with me, not just live, but at all on the podcast. So I appreciate you being a podcast listener and sharing your expertise with our listeners. That's what we're all about. We're supporting each other as safety pros. Well, we're all in this together.
So, absolutely.
Diana, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Safety Pro Podcast, powered by iReport Source, the all-in-one digital safety solution. For info on how you can request a free demo on all the capabilities of iReport Source to streamline your business's safety management system, head over to thesafetypropodcast.com. We look forward to helping you manage safety on the next episode of the Safety Pro Podcast.